The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Abraham Dunko. In the headlines, Vice President Emisa Afa asks religious leaders to lead the moral crusade against corruption. Second Deputy Speaker of Parliament confident of winning flagbearership of MPP. Catholic Bishops' Conference refutes alleged blasphemous statement denouncing the second coming of Christ. World marks Malaria Day today with renewed efforts at intensifying control strategies. AU outlines strategic action to end all conflicts in Africa by 2020. And US accuses Russia of fomenting unrest in eastern Ukraine. The news in detail.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
Vice President Kwesi Mensah-Arthur has stressed the need for moral uprightness to contribute to the growth of the country's economy. He said the nation will progress if the structures put in place encourage predictable behavior to improve the quality of lives of the people. Vice President Mensah-Arthur made the call when he opened the 82nd Annual National Convention of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission at Gumwa Pumazi in the Central Region. He called on religious leaders to lead the moral values crusade through persuasion. Sefeya reports.
Ahmadi faithful from the 10 regions of the country are attending the convention. Vice President Mensah-Arthur said it is when a person has good moral qualities that he or she can build a family of moral people that eventually becomes the nucleus of society.
These days we are connected to a sophisticated global economic and financial system that throws up huge challenges. Therefore, countries require leaders who are morally upright, who are not corrupt, who are hardworking, and who are not intimidated by anybody. Leaders who have an understanding of the ways in which their countries can operate within the global network and make progress for their countries. When we have these attributes in our leaders, we can be certain that negative tendencies will not impede society's progress.
The Vice President asked the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission to continue to partner government in education, health, agriculture, among others, to improve the well-being of the people.
Members of this mission are known to be loyal citizens and have collaborated with other religious bodies to resolve conflicts and build peace, which are prerequisites for sustained social growth and economic progress. And we look forward to seeing more of your services in other deprived areas of our society so that it will complement your proud achievements. The peace we enjoy in this country is partly due to your leadership, your commendable leadership, and that of other religious leaders like you who think of the nation first before yourself. This nation is grateful for your efforts.
Speaking on moral uprightness, the Foundation for Economic and Social Growth, an appeal court judge, Justice Saeed Kwekujan, was not happy with the level of greed and corrupt practices that have engulfed the country.
Are there no honest men and women left in our land? Indeed, thanks to enough, we should all bow down our heads in shame and admit we have all sinned and fallen short of the grace of God. Let us spread the news and call for a change of heart from every Ghanaian. As we live here, let us go and be the watchmen and women of Mother Ghana by our honesty and quest for justice.
The emir and head of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission in Ghana, Mawbi Wahab Adam, presented a copy of the Quran to the Vice President. Sefiya reporting for Radio Ghana.
The President of the Ghana Catholic Bishops Conference, the Most Reverend Joseph Osaibonsu, has refuted media reports that the Vatican has stated that the second coming of Jesus Christ may not happen. According to him, the publication is a fabrication of a mischievous and malicious person. In a statement, the Most Reverend Osaibonsu said the view did not come from any cardinal in the Vatican. He said none of the 216 cardinals bears the name Giorgio Salvador, but explained that there is a cardinal named Cardinal Salvador de Giorgi, an Archbishop Emeritus of Palermo. Most Reverend Osaibonsu noted that if a cardinal of the Catholic Church had made those untrue and blasphemous statements about Jesus, he would be called to order by the Pope. He said the 83-year-old Cardinal Di Giorgi is not the spokesperson of the Vatican, but Father Federico Lombardi. The head and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Dr. Mauvi Wahab Adam, has blamed the country's economic challenges and her inability to compete with the developed countries on corruption. He said Ghana is endowed with resources and competent persons to manage them, yet seek financial assistance from foreign countries. Dr. Wahab advised Ghanaians to desist from corrupt practices, since corruption diverts resources that can benefit the entire population of a country. The second Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Joe Gate, says his intention to contest the flag bearership of the NPP is a step in the right direction. He said he will do all he can to ensure that the party wrests power in 2016. Speaking to Agatha Samoan behind the news, Mr. Gate indicated that he is unperturbed by the support of some delegates for former flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo. He added that the time to contest is now.
My ABEC team has taken a position that will focus on our campaign and will do our campaign with dignity, with respect to everybody, not discussing other candidates. And we think we have a very good chance of winning, and we'll keep it that way.
Again, some regional chairmen have declared their support for Nana Addo. Does this not in any way scare you, intimidate you a little?
No, it doesn't.
So what are you bringing on board that can transform the NPP or wrest power from the NDC?
It is so important that what we conduct ourselves in a manner dignified, in a manner that we have prearranged, in a manner that we have thought through carefully. Because in the process of trying to get a nomination, you must not create chaos and insult people and disrespect people. So all I'm saying is that at this stage, we want to take our message to our delegates. And so I use our platform to tell the delegates across the country that we'll be visiting them. And when we visit them, we will tell them when we think that we're in a position to rest far for an NPP. And we're in a position to change and transform this country for the betterment of all Ghanaians.
So specifically, what will you tell the delegates? What message are you giving to them? I'm sure they are listening to you.
Well, the message I give is very simple. They will be coming to see that they should restrain themselves from discussing the party issues on radio and so on. Our chairman said yesterday, I totally agree with it. And there's a contest between the same family. And when there's a contest between the same family, you conduct yourself in such a manner that you are prepared for the battle that lies ahead. And I use the word battle advisedly. We are not going to fight with anybody.
Second Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Joe Gate. The World Bank is developing a mechanism by which citizens will be more involved in its activities. This is to ensure that citizens contribute effectively to achieve greater results in countries where the bank undertakes projects. This came to light at a stakeholders' meeting on mainstreaming citizens' engagement in Accra. It's a report by Yvonne Asariofay.
Consulting and engaging with citizens and project-affected people have been part of the bank's policy towards environmental and social impact management. According to the bank, emerging evidence shows that citizen engagement through better design of development interventions, participation, and third-party monitoring of public and private service providers can help improve development outcomes. Existing analysis shows positive impact of citizen engagement in the areas of service delivery, public financial management, improved tax collection, and inclusion of citizen preferences in municipal, sectoral, and national budgets. The executive director of IDEC, Dr. Emmanuel Akwete, commended the World Bank for this initiative and urged the bank to document all engagement with stakeholders for future reference.
So at what levels are they really serious about engaging civil society? Will civil society get into the higher levels when they are making decisions in their country office, at the global level, and so on? We couldn't get that from them. But it's just because they are at the phase of collecting data, information from various people to either validate what they know and the areas they can concentrate. So it's purely citizens' participation in World Bank Group's operations. Citizens have been able to influence decisions, influence outcomes. The unfortunate thing is that we are not documenting many of these things. We are not writing and publishing them. So we don't know. If we hadn't met here, how would we have known? some of the things that we heard. The good thing is we got to know citizens are getting involved and the authorities are responding, maybe at the local levels as well. We didn't get the bank telling us a lot more, but I think what is important is that amongst ourselves, we learned a lot about how we are engaging in the various sectors to change development outcomes.
Dr. Akwete also appealed to the bank to make known how different this approach will be from those used in the past.
Yvonne Asari of Fair reporting. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, the major stories. Vice President Emeka Afa asks religious leaders to lead the moral crusade against corruption. Second Deputy Speaker of Parliament confident of winning flag bearership of NPP. Catholic Bishops' Conference refutes alleged blasphemous statement denouncing the second coming of Christ. World marks Malaria Day today with renewed efforts at intensifying control measures. AU outlines strategic action to end all conflict in Africa by 2020, and the U.S. accuses Russia of fomenting unrest in eastern Ukraine. We are back shortly.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
The news at 6 continues. Today is World Malaria Day, a day celebrated to recognize global efforts at controlling malaria. It was instituted to provide education and understanding of malaria and spread information on the year-long intensified implementation of national malaria control strategies. These include community-based activities on malaria prevention and treatment in endemic areas. Malaria is not just a disease commonly associated with poverty, but also a cause of poverty and a major hindrance to economic development. This year's theme is Invest in the Future, Defeat Malaria. It reinforces the need to join global efforts to control the disease and also help in meeting the 2015 MDG target set to control the disease to the barest minimum. The Judicial Service Staff Association of Ghana, JUSAG, has refuted allegations by Justice Yawapel of endemic corruption within Ghana's judicial system. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the national chairman of JUSAG, Francis Brakwa, said Justice Yawapel should have reported such malpractice instead of publicizing it. Mr. Brakwa said it was improper for Justice Yawapel to make the statement without any evidence. The case of one Peter Abam, who received compensation of more than 200,000 Ghana cedis, which he was not entitled to, was the subject before the Judgment Debt Commission sitting yesterday. Peter Abam went to court to seek compensation for the demolition of his fence wall during the construction of the Kanda Highway in 2001. However, it was realized that the wall was a piece of land earmarked for road construction. Deputy Director General of the GBC, Mrs. Francisca Ashito-Duntun, has called on religious bodies to ensure that broadcasting of religious programs are not overlooked. She said Ghana, being a religious country, needs to do more to address the societal canker of immorality and deviant behavior. She said the state broadcaster will partner religious bodies to preserve the moral character of the nation. Mrs. Ashito-Duntun was speaking at the inauguration and induction of the religious broadcast Advisory Council of the Corporation in Accra. Natria Soa and Constance Asantua have more.
The Religious Broadcast Advisory Council, RIBAC, is an umbrella body comprising 13 members from the Ghana Pentecostal Council, the National Catholic Secretariat, Christian Council of Ghana, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Parachurch Organization, and GBC. Members of RIBAC comprises 6 Christians, 2 Muslims, 2 from other religious organizations, and 3 from GBC. The council has 3 other subcommittees made up of Christian Advisory Committee, Islamic Programs Committee, and other religious faith committee, which seeks to promote respect for all shades of religious beliefs. The Deputy Director General of GBC, Mrs. Francisca Ashito-Duntun, said with the inauguration and induction of RIBAC, it will ensure that standards and value of the people are met. She lauded the council and its subcommittees for projecting the religious cultures of the country.
The Ghanaian is predominantly religious. And so the role of religion in our society cannot be overlooked. Religion not only regulates behavior, but it has a way of uplifting men. So that every time we lose our way in life, you realize that we all fall back on our religion, no matter what the belief is. So I believe that this council is a very important one. And we definitely need your advice in ensuring that the religious broadcast or all our religious programs meet our standards and values as a people. So I just want to assure you that GBC is ready to partner you to ensure that true religion, our moral character as a nation is preserved. Ghana especially, our main concern has been this issue of cultural imperialism because of all the things we see and all the exposure.
The chairman of Rebirth, Apostle Dr. Alfred Kodria, said the council will do its best to guide the religious bodies to strengthen the peace and harmony of the country. He therefore called on various media houses to ensure that religious broadcast is not violated.
Religious Broadcast Advisory Council is a very important council in that it will advise EBC on all religious broadcast programs. So many things have been put in place. We've come up with the guidelines to guide religious broadcasters as to what they can do and what they cannot do, and we expect that everybody who wants to get on board will fit into that arrangement. We are even looking beyond that. That is, if we succeed here, we'd like to extend the whole facility to other media houses. So we are looking forward to a day that through GBC and the Minister of Information and the relevant ministries, we organize National Religious Broadcasters Conference so that people who preach all over the place from across the country, Christians, Muslims, and those from the other faith, they can all come together and we share ideas and also guide them as to what they should do and what they should not do.
The new executives of Rebirth pledged their commitment to ensuring that the council is sustained to make an impact on society.
A report by Natre Soa and Constanza Santua. The Minister of Chieftaincy and Traditional Affairs, Dr. Henry Sidu Dana, has urged people in the diaspora to respect the procedures of the traditional system of chieftaincy for peace and order to be maintained in the country. He said the traditional system should be positioned in a manner so as to contribute to national development. Dr. Dana was speaking at a ceremony to hand over a sacred stool and skin to people in the diaspora, which signifies the link between Africans born in the diaspora and Ghanaians. The AU has held a crucial meeting in Addis Ababa to lay the foundation to guide actions aimed at ending conflicts in Africa by 2020. The meeting was attended by AU member states, partners and representatives of the diplomatic missions in Ethiopia, academicians, civil society, think tanks and relevant stakeholders. Views were exchanged on how to effectively address all root causes of conflicts in Africa. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has congratulated Algeria on holding peaceful presidential election and encouraged joint efforts to maintain stability and strengthen the democratic process in that country. Incumbent President Abdelaziz Bouteflika won a fourth term with 82% of the votes cast, while his main rival, Ali Benflis, came second with 13%. The UN chief, who has closely followed the election, had deployed at the request of the Algerian government a three-member panel of experts to the country to follow the electoral process. UN Secretary of State John Kerry has accused Russia of destruction, deception and destabilization in eastern Ukraine. He accused Russian media of promoting President Vladimir Putin's fantasy about events in Ukraine and said Moscow continues to fund, coordinate and fuel a heavily armed separatist movement in Donetsk. He has therefore called on Moscow to help defuse the crisis or face further sanctions. Now to end the news, the main points again. Vice President Kwesi Mensah-Arthur has emphasized the need for moral uprightness to contribute to the growth of the country's economy. He said the nation will make a headway if structures put in place encourage predictable behavior to improve the quality of lives of the people. The Vice President made the call when he opened the 82nd annual convention of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission at Gomoa Pomazi. And the Catholic Bishops' Conference has refuted alleged blasphemous statement denouncing the second coming of Jesus Christ. According to the president of the conference, the Most Reverend Joseph Osaibosu, the publication is a fabrication of a mischievous and malicious person. The news was presented by Abraham Donko in Accra.